motion on the bottom of the first level of an hour. Allowed to make a lechi out of anything, even something alive. Put an animal by the side of the mavui and it can count as a lechi. The mayor says you can't make a lechi of something that's alive, and the Gemara explains two reasons. Not here, but one daya in the Gemara is that Rav Meir holds that anything that's a lechi that's bidei shamayim, that wasn't made by human beings, like an animal or whatever, is no good. And the other shot in Rav Meir is that since the air of an animal holds it up, right, and air can't be a mechitzah. Nafkamina is if you have a balloon, that's a mechitzah. Right? If it won't stand up by itself, it won't be the size of a lechi. If you blow it up, it's good. So basically, what's making the mechitzah is the air. Right? So the chachamim hold no. The air holding up the other part. The other part now is a valid lechi. And Rav Meir holds no. The ma'aseh, without the air, the thing wouldn't be a lechi. It's not a lechi. Same thing goes with other mechitzahs also. Dover sheish ol yachayim can't be a mechitzah either, according to Rav Meir. So that would be the nakamim. Why something that has ruachayim is not a lechi. Metamim mishum golel, and even a balchai can be metamim mishum golel. Golel, according to Rashi, is the top of a coffin or the sides of a coffin. That's a golel of the dofek. And according to Tosfos, it's a tombstone and the two side stones that it rests on. In any case, those have a special din of tuma, that even though they don't touch the mace, and they're usually not makabel tuma, things are usually not makabel tuma, but they are considered tame, and they're matame ba'oel because they're a golo the dofe, because they serve this purpose. And even after they're taken away, they're still considered tame. So if you have a balchai, which normally is not makabel tuma, but if it becomes a golo the dofe, you made a balchai, a cover for an aron, or a tombstone, right, a marker for a grave, then it's tummy. It's tummy, the tumas goal of the dofe. Rav Meir Matai, Rav Meir says, no, a balchai can't become a goal of the dofe. The kosan of gite noashim, Rav Yosef lili poso. And you're allowed to write a get on something living. However, you have to give, for instance, you can write it on an evet. But you have to give her the whole evet. You can't cut off his arm, write it on his arm and cut off his arm, because it needs to be the kosav and nosan. You have to give it after writing it. There can't be anything that separates between the writing and the giving. If you have to cut off the guy's arm to give it, that's no good. But if you give him the whole evet, then you wrote it and you give it, that's good. And Rabbi Yosef Lili says, no, it can't be written on something alive. Rashi. If you made it a golel for a kever, it's a special halacha that it's metame ba'ohel forever. Even if you took it away, the Tanya per behima makasha called eat asher yigal pnei hasada l'rabos golel of the dofek. A special halacha that a golel of the dofek is tame, and it's tame mamish like a mace. Rav Meir Matayer, the time of the Rav Meir Mefarshim Sechas Sukkah. In Sukkah, like we said, there's two different opinions why Rav Meir holds something that's living can't be a mechitza or a lechi. The Kula Mishum, the Sovra called mechitza, and that is Beruah Chayim in a mechitza. Mechitza that stands because either it's alive or it stands because of air, one of the two, is not a mechitza. Okay, Tanya, Rav Meir Omer, Kol Dover Sheesh Beruah Chayim, Eno Sino Solo Dofen the Sukkah, Velo Lechi Lamovi, Lo Pasim the Biros, Lo Golu the Kever. Right? Rav Meir holds that none of these things can be made with something that is alive. Not a wall for a sukkah, can't be a mechitzah, so it can't be a wall, can't be a lechi, can't be pasim for biros, and if it's a gola lekever, it's not mekabel tumah. Mishum Rav Yosef Lili Omru, afein kosin lov gitei noshim. Rav Yosef Lili adds to that list, you can't write a get on it. My time is Rav Yosef Lili, the time you're safer. It says, the cost of law safer krisus. Ainli el safer. I might think it has to be written on cloth, like a safer. Sefer intimates something written on cloth. Nine l'rabos kol dover. How do I know that it can be anything? It doesn't have to be cloth. Tamid lomar v'kosav lomikol makom. Right? right, anything. And Tosfos points out, there's only that, then it would be a klal uprat, the cost of loss safer, and klal uprat in b'klal al mashiyesh b'frat. So it would have to be dafka, what's it called, klal. So he says there's another thing, the nosan b'yada is another klal, it's a klal prat u klal. So it has to be something similar to the prat, but not only the prat. In Cain, matam with lomer sefer, so why does it say the prat is sefer? Lomer lecha ma sefer dover shein bo ruachayim, ve'enu olchel, af kol dover shein bo ruachayim, ve'enu olchel. Now, just like a sefer, a piece of parchment, is not a something alive, and it's also not food, so too you can't write a get on something that's edible, nor something that's alive. V'rabbonan, miksi bas sefer, doesn't say the cost of law bas sefer creases. Safer creases. See, the spheras dor varm biyama. The word safer doesn't intimate that we write it on parchment. And then we can be mamayit from that anything similar to parchment is not living and not food. Right? It doesn't mean a safer. It means spheras dvarim. The cost of law, safer creases means safer over here doesn't mean a book. It means write her the words of creases. Spheras dvarim. Rabbanan high the kosav law my darshibe lemaisa Rabbi Yosef Lili needs the kosav law to tell me that it could be anything, and that the prat is not only parchment but something similar to parchment. What do they need the kosav law? Where it says ahumi boyale b'ksiva miskareshes veinu miskareshes b'kesef. So come to tell me the only way she can be miskareshes is with get and not with kesef. You gave her kesef l'shem gerushin and said here's money and your divorce, that doesn't help. So why would I think it does help? Since gitn and kedushin are hukash one to the other, she goes out and she becomes married to another person. So kedushin and gitn are connected. Mahavaya b'kesef, I might think, just like kedushin can be done with kesef, af yitzia b'kesef. So Gerish, you can also be the Kesef. Kamash Malan, the Kosav law, special extra Kosav, that only Biksiva is she Miskareshes, not with Kesef. Rav Yossi Aglili, Hai Svara Menale, where does he know that you can't be Megarish a woman with Kesef? We don't learn from Kedushin that Kesef will help. Nafkele mi Sefer Krisus, Sefer Korsa, the Ein Dover Acher Korsa. In fact, it says Sefer Krisus right after it to tell me that only the Sefer, whatever the Sefer is, parchment or anything that's not alive and it's not food, that's the only way that you can divorce her, no other way. Rabbanan high safer krisus mi boy little dover akoris they know that they not, and the Rabbanan holds safer krisus, the two things together, safer krisus comes to tell me that it has to be a total krisus, there has to be a total separation between them. If in the get there's something that connects them, ties them together, that's not a get. Lichedetanya. And that's what the Brisa says. Hareza gitech amanash lo tishte yayin. Amanash lo teich lebeis avich olam, ain't a krisus. Person gives a woman a get, and he makes a tznai in the get that she shouldn't drink wine forever, or that she should never go to her father's house. So then there's something in the get that ties them together forever. So that's not krisus. Kol shloshim yom, hareza krisus. He said, for 30 days, so it's not something that ties them together indefinitely. It's a set time, that is still considered krisus. Rav Yosef Glili nafkele mikoris krisus. Where does Rav Yosef Glili learn this halacha from? That has to be something, the get has to be koresh beino leveino. He learns it from the fact because it says sefer koresh. In fact, it says sefer krisus is an extra reboot. For Rabbanan, koresh krisus odarshin. The Rabbanan don't have any mashmals from that krisus, so it doesn't make a difference if it said koresh or krisus, the same thing. Rashi. Velo golel lekever kolomar imaso golel ein sham go ein shem golel cholol of the tame. It doesn't mean you can't make a balchai a golel. It means if you made it, it doesn't become a golel. It's not tame. Golel hu kisui shenosin dafal hames. Golel is the covering of a casket. Safer because of la safer krisus safer mash meklaf kedeshiv ani kosiv al ha safer bidyom. The word safer means writing something on a cloth. The hadar kari le megillah kedeshiv acharei sorav hamelech es megillah. And after that, it's called a megillah. What you write on cloth becomes a megillah. Menayin l'rabba is called davar sheichtov haget olav. How do I know I can write a get on anything, not only on parchment? Yihavik shiv the kosav la krisus basefer havimashmi megillah. Aber hast du dich sieb, safer Christus, heißt safer Spiras Dvorim. The Rabbanan hold no. If it would say, the cost of law Christus, ba safer, it would mean to write it on parchment. But the cost of law safer Christus means write the words of Christus on anything. So it's not limited. V'hochimash, v'kosel of divrei Christus, avalo kovalo mokom l'kosel. It didn't say what you have to write it on. Anything, even something alive and even something that's good. The Kosov La Maidorish Bay, what do the Rabbanan learn from the Kosov La? Even the Sefer Lav Klaf Mashma, Menela Hulo Kova Le Klaf, the Choldover Mashma, the Lame Le Lenichta, the Kosov La Rabbos Choldover, Lichtov and Osla Sefer Krisis. Why does that have to say the Kosov? And there's other the Kosov laws in the Parashat Tosos points out, because there are other halachas we learn from the Kosov La, has to be Lishma, has to be Bixiva. Right, those are other times it says the kosavla. This is an extra time. And this, Rabbi Yosef Lili learns that it can be with on anything except something alive and something that's food. Whether Rabbanan learned from this extra the kosavla. The enim misgareshes the kesef. In nasim la kesef amr misgareshibo. He gave her money and he said, be misgareshes with this money. V'hoysel ishachir hainu kedusha. So the Torah says no. The yotza v'hoisa, gerushin and kedushin are connected to each other. Mahavoye b'kesef, just like you make kedushin b'kesef, I might think. Amin misekas kedushin kicho kicho misdeyekom. Right, misafer. So I might think you can also make gerushin with kesef. Kamash malon b'kosav lo dafka b'ksiva. Misafer krisus misiv krisus samach l'safer. But the Rabbanan learned from krisus by the safer the need dovra koreis l'beinol l'beino. Shlo yakel tnai baget shikshorim yachad. Can't make a tnai in the get that will keep them tied together forever. El divrei habdol, it has to be something that separates between them. La olam ein zukrisus, to hakol yom neak shurabo. She's constantly connected to him because of the condition. Shemach moso he nimnas milishtos yayin. Because of him, she can't drink wine. So he has a connection to her through the get on an ongoing basis. Utnai zeh toli v'holich la olam. This tnai has no end to it. The aims of Havdalah, Avon Nikan Vad Shloshim Yom, if he made a time limit on the Tanai, Hareza Krisus, Miyad, then she's immediately Mishureshes, not after 30 days, but immediately, because a 30-day connection is not called a connection. Shari Divrei Havdalah, Hain, Lesok Shloshim Yom, Muteris Miyad Le'ishachim. Tosu says, the Maisa with her father's house, the father's going to die someday. It's not forever. So Tosu says that no, a father's house is still called the father's house even after he's dead. It brings a raya from Tamar that Yehuda told her Shvi Almana Beis Avich, and at that time shame her father was dead, still called her father's house. And others say that there's no guarantee that it won't be forever. Maybe she'll die before the father, so her whole life she'll be the os. If he made a specific limit, then it's considered krisus. Shiora shechansa v'bika v'kifua klei behema metalklin v'socha v'vavad shegeder gavo asara tfachim v'lo yu pirtso shiseros al habinyin kol pirtso shehi ke'eser amos muteres m'dei shika pesach yeser mikan oser. Okay. So later on the Gemara is going to discuss that this halacha is only by a shiora or a caravan, and it's a special kula they made by a caravan, or it applies to all regular mechitzas. But right now it doesn't make a difference. So you have a caravan that is in a bika, which is a carmelis, and you can't carry there. You want to put mechitzas up, so it'll make it a rishus hayachid to be able to carry. So you put all of the saddles and all of the accoutrements of the animals around. So you're allowed mesal metalto besocha. You're allowed to carry in that area. Uvilvad, as long as she had gather gavuasar tvachim, that the kalim that you put down are 10 tefachim high. Less than that's not a mechitza. The low you pierce so you say a binyan. And most of it should be closed and a minimum open. And call pierce shika eser amos, and if the pierce is 10 amos or less, then it's considered a pesach. And if it's more than 10 amos, then it's awesome. But even if it's less than 10 amos, still you have to have another condition that most of it's closed, and most of it is standing and not openings. But even one opening that's 10 amas or more ashes the whole thing because it's not a Pesach anymore. That's called a pirz. Rashi, below you pirz is a series of opinion, v'afilu hein pirzos tanos, chusos me'eser, even if it's less than 10 amas, as long as it's bigger than 3 tvachim. If there's pirzos less than 3 tvachim, that's lovely, that's considered closed. So the three tefachim is considered closed mamish. But anything from over three tefachim and until 10 amos, right, it's considered a pesach, but you can't have most of it open, you have to have most of it closed. Kol pirsah shekasher muteres neshika pesach, v'sheyehe ba'omid rav aleihem. So if it's less than 10 amos, or 10 amos or less, is fine, as long as the standing part is more than the open part. Yeser mikan asura, pirza achas, oseres kol aheket, afilu kulo omek, in the Mepharshim b'Brayso l'kamon. Rashi learns that one Pesach of 10 amos asers the whole area, not just opposite that Pesach is asur. But you have three mechitzas, and a fourth mechitza partially, and the fourth mechitza is open more than 10 amos, the whole thing is no good. Can't carry in any of it. And others hold that it's only osir can negate the opening. But in the places that are closed, there you can carry. Okay. We had also before that Rashi holds that the way that you figure out if it's paritz, merubah al ha'omid or not, is you take the entire circumference and you add it all together, and if the total is more closed than open, then that's called omid merubah. And if the total is more open than closed, that's called paritz. And the Chazonish says that can't be. In any one wall, what's it called? He says the other is two things. One is, first of all, in any one wall, if that wall is mostly open, right, the fact that there's other walls closed doesn't make a difference. Every wall you look at by itself. And also, it's not mistaber, he says, that if each wall by itself is mostly closed, but if you add them all together, right? In other words, there's bigger walls or whatever and smaller walls, so if you add them all together, it comes out there's more opened than closed. But every single wall by itself is more closed. Can't be that what's it called? He says it's probably a matos in Rashi. It can't be that that wouldn't be good. Okay. What? Anything. Any mechitza you need. Not a mavli. There's no chaseiros, there's no batim. It's a carmel that you want to turn to. You say, okay. Okay, Itmar. Poritz ka'omeit, right? What it happens, the Mishnah seems to say that it has to be more standing than open. What if it's exactly equal? Rapapa omar mutter, we had this before, but this is the makor, this is the ikker place. Poritz ka'omeit, if the openings are exactly equal to the part that's closed, Rapapa says that's mutter, and Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua says that it's awesome. Rapapa omer mutter hachi agmer rachman lamoshe. Rapapa says it's mutter because when the halacha lamoshe misinai, and it seems from here that it's a halacha d'oraisa, that parutz merubal ha'omed is a din d'oraisa, that you can't have mechitzes min ha'torah if mostly is open. That's according to everybody. And that's what when the Torah said, when the Rabbanu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, halacha Moshe misinai, explained to him what a mechitza is, he told him, lo sifro tzruba, don't let most of it be open, but mashma, that if most of it's not open, but it's equal, it's okay. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua Amar, Osir, hachik agmei rachman Moshe, it's Osir, if it's equal, and he said, when the Rabbanu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu to, what's it called, to make a mechitza, how to make a mechitza, what the shear is, he told him, gedor ruba, make sure that most of it's closed. Mashma, if it's equal, then it's Osir. The low you pierces your seris of abinyan. Okay, 1 second. That's tanan. What's the next piece? Okay. In any case, some say that it's not the case, that it's only the rabbanan. I think who says that the whole din of parutz meruba la'omin is only the rabbanan. I mean, Torah to mechitzi, if it's mostly open, we have mechitzas where most things are open. We have pasei birol, so whatever. I mean, Torah is a good mechitza. And even if it's mostly open, it's only psul the rabbanan. And when the Gemara says over here, Agmere, right, because all of the Takonos to Rabbanon were already known to Moshe Rabbeinu. So when the Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what the Rabbanon are going to do, this is the Lashon that he used. Okay. But it's not Dafka that it's Minat Torah. It's not. That's the Armishan. Below you, Pirtzos, Yeseros, Alabinyan. Our mission says with Erish, that there shouldn't be more opened than closed. Ha kibinyan mutter. Mashma, what's it called? That if it's actually exactly equal, it's okay. Or it says, lo tema ha kibinyan mutter. And I aim at binyan yesra pirza mutter. No, don't learn like that. Right? Don't. If it's more open than closed, is no good. But if it's more closed than open, then it is good. Words, learn the opposite case. Don't learn that anything that's not like this is okay, but the opposite is okay.
But what if it's actually, if it's exactly equal, then it's osur. Ihachi listening lo yopirzos kibin.
Then tell me that chiddush. Tell me it openly. That there shouldn't be pirzos that are equal to the binyan. Why tell me there shouldn't be pirzos that are more than the binyan? And have to medayik from that, but it should be more binyan than pirzos. Say it clearly. That anything that with a pirzos is equal to the binyan is osur. Don't tell me if it's more and I have to medayik the opposite.
Kasha.
Should have said the other way. It's kasha. But it doesn't... The Mishnah wanted to say it like that. It's not a conclusive proof that way. It's a kasha.
Toshma. Hamekore sukaso b'shvudin o ba'arucho samita.
A person, what's it called, puts supports of the sukkah that are made from metal poles, right, or spits, or arucho sanita, or boards that were taken apart from a bed. Neither of them are kosher to be sach. Metal is not kosher, it's not gedule karka, and even though wooden bed slats are gedule karka, they're part of a kli in the makabel tuma. So neither of them can be sach. So now you want to put sach on those supports. Yimesh revach beinayim kemosan ksheira. If there is a space equal to the slat, a space equal to the spit between them, ksheira, then it's of kosher. Lechora, what's it called? Lechora, it's mashma, that, and even though it's not a mechitza, but it's a similar kind of thing, where you need, where it has to be mostly schach, and not things that aren't schach, we see that equal is considered like most. Because here it's exactly equal amount of schach and equal amount of area closed not with schach. And we see that it's okay. So the mechitza should be the same thing. Samara says no. It's not talking where you made it exactly equal, but that there's room to what's it called to extra room for the schach more than the boards that are the supports. Rashi, paros ka'omed kol ha'akev kulo asurke. So Rashi learns, like we said, that it's kol ha'hekav kulo. The entire, you take the entire perimeter, all the circumference, what's it called, the perimeter of the mechitzas, and you add them together, and that's how you decide if it's more closed or more open. Agmer Rachman Moshe, the Omer Breish Pirkin, mechitzos halacha Moshe Misina. Right, all these mechitzos and the halachas of mechitzos are halacha Moshe Misina. From Rashi, it's mashma takan, it's the din min atov. Shvudim varucho samita psulim l'schach. The sachek bohem with isha kalim hen. They're kalim, makabal tuma. Usnan kodavra makabal tuma in masachim bo. Aruchos are the long planks that make the length of the bed. Im yesh revach beinem kemosam, l'schach. The sachek shom, b'schach kosher. If there's a space equal to the part that's closed, right, then it's kosher. And you put schach in that space. Alma porutz ka'omeg motu. If you need something that's kosher and something that's not kosher, and you need what's it called, that it shouldn't be more of non-kosher than kosher, equal is okay. The hacha psul ke kosher, the shari, the psul and the kosher are equal, and still it's mutter. The kasher nomi ha le ravuna. Benichnos v'yotze sheyesh shvud yochel ikonis v'leitze bereva. You can take out the shvud equally. I mean, there's more space. It's a little bit more open than the shvud itself. And that way, you can easily take out the shvut. It's not mitzumtzum. The hashvavi revach tvei mishir shvut ve'eno mitzumtzum. Mora says, v'ha ekshu letzamtze. So the Rashi learns is that the kosol kataita, the hai de komentaris benichnas v'yotze, hachi komentaris, the chol kemosom benichnas v'yotze, hu, the ein derech letzamtze. Rashi learns
that the girsa is, but extra litzanse. Right? The Maisa, what are you telling me? It's talking only in a case where it's a little bit extra space, so the poles can be easily taken out. Who said you make it like that? Right? It's no raya. The Mishnah is talking. You can make it exact. So why can't the Mishnah be talking in the partial case where it's exact? Why is that the Mishnah is talking where it's experts? Mashma, that you get exactly the same space as the Shvuth, right? If it would be that you couldn't do it any other way, so that means when you left exactly the same space means a little bit more. But you could do it differently. So what's the problem? Why is it not a right? Right? Since you could do it equal, and the Mishnah is Mashma, that it's equal, so what's it called? Why say it's talking where it's not exactly? Rav Ami says, Enochinami, if it's exactly equal, it's still not okay if you just put a nutschach in to what's it called to be exactly the same as the sides that are closed. But it has to be a little bit more schach. Rav Ami, Masnisim below Tzimtze. If Revach Yosef Mishir Shvudim, who commos on the Tony, Kishir Shvudim Benichnas Yosef. As Rami says in Echanami, when the Mishnah says that you put Tzchach commos on, it doesn't mean equal. It means leaving enough space for something to be taken in and out, for the boards to move the Shvudim or whatever to move easily. Rava Omar Im Hayu Nos Nesunim Orev Nos No Shesi. Shesti knows no order. You know, means you put the schach the opposite way that the boards are going. The boards are going horizontal, you put the schach vertical, and so on. Therefore, it's impossible that it shouldn't be more schach than boards. Because if the boards are exactly a space, and you put in, fill up that space, then it's exact. But if you put schach that has to be supported by the boards, and it closes up the space, then inevitably there's more schach. That's the part on top of the board is more than the space. So there's going to be more schach, so it's mostly closed and not equal. Im hayu shvudim nesunim shesi nosin l'sach kosher orev v'afilu lo hedif harevach ikas schach kosher tvei v'kivin nos no orev v'yefshar lamod elen kein rosho echad munach al hashvud mikan v'rosho echad munach al hashvud mikan. Okay, so that's Tosfos as a brings it to Yosef from Rabbeinu Chananel for various reasons why this. He has kashas on Rashi, and he has a different gears. The Gemara says that it's impossible to make it exactly equal, right? To close the entire avir. In other words, even if you're going to put schach in that space, it's never going to be closed completely. So it's always going to be a little bit less than the side, right? And the question is on everybody, because here. If it's exactly equal, it's never going to be exactly equal, so it's going to possibly be a little bit less. And if it's less, then everybody holds it's no good. Right? And that was where Rav Ami says, no, you mad it, right? You add a little bit more. You what's it called? You add a little bit more space. It's not the space isn't exact either. So the space is a little bit bigger. So if you fill up most of the space, you're still going to have at least equal. And maybe even more. And the answer is going to everybody. Right? You're not going to have more space. You can have at least equal space or more. Space to fill up with schach or more. And the Rava said that you put it the other way, and there inevitably you're going to have what's it called more schach or equal schach and not equal space or more space. Okay. What else here? Here's an interesting Chaim Brisker. The idea of a pirtza less than 10 amos is not the same thing. It's a Pesach, but it's not the same thing as a Tzuras HaPesach. A Tzuras HaPesach by itself is a mechitza. A Pesach in a wall that's less than 10 amos is not a mechitza. It's just not considered a pirtza. It's considered a Pesach, legabi, the fact that whatever the rest of the walls are, they're the mechitza. But the Pesach is not the mechitza. Right? But it's not a break in the mechitza either. But a Tzuras HaPesach is a mechitza itself. Therefore, by a pirtza, you need walls. You need part of the wall. If it's parutz b'milua, even if it's less than 10 amos, it's nothing. But if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need any walls. The Tzuras HaPesach itself is the wall. Tzuras HaPesach is a wall. A Pesach in a wall that's not a Tzuras HaPesach is not a wall. but it's not an opening either. So whatever the wall is, if the wall is enough, the wall is considered the mechitza.